Is crushing candy getting boring? Do you want to try something new? Well, I know something better. You have to play the hit puzzle game Best Fiends that's sweeping the nation. You won't be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or just tired of the same old boring match three game, then play Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Believe me, you won't regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Lots of people are tweeting me about this one.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday's show. I think we got a good one today. Steve Moeckler is going to come by later in the show. Big fan of this guy. Maybe you haven't heard of him yet, but fantastic artist. Good dude.
Red, white, and blue.
He's gonna play.
Blacktop,
this song's called Born Ready. He's got a record called Born Ready. Check him out, Steve Moeckler. He'll be in later.
Born Ready.
What's happening today? Dance party's coming up. Everybody good, by the way?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, yep.
Good morning, everybody. By the way, I was reading, I am always fascinated with if people are telling you the truth or lying. Like, okay, by looking at visual cues where they look away, or like, here's the story that came out today. If you look at people when they're talking to you, if they swallow a lot while they're talking, they're trying to loosen up the throat muscles, they're probably lying.
Whoa.
Now, it's not, nothing's an every time thing, but that's one of the things you look at.
What was that show we all liked on TV, and that's what that guy did? He could tell right away. Do you remember?
Pinocchio.
Making a murder?
Stop, lie detector. Stop. Is that what it's called?
Pinocchio. No.
No, that's his nose.
It was good. But that guy could come in and like tell right away.
I don't remember what it was, but I used to watch that.
Yeah.
So here we are on Friday. We got a world premiere, by the way. Big day for us here. We're going to play the new one from Eric Church right now. This is called Desperate Man. New Eric Church, Desperate Man, here on the Bobby Bones Show.
I've seen a Joshua tree, got down on my knees, through the virgin mother of prayer. I walk last barefooted, stroll across the devil's hot coal. I've tried everything, I swear. But hey, what can I say? I'm a desperate man. I said, hey, what can I say? I'm just a desperate man.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I saw this one pop up a few places. Ariel and Dolce were about to have a beach wedding in Mississippi. Huge thunderstorm rolls in. And obviously, if you're having a beach wedding, a thunderstorm's not your buddy.
Yeah, it could happen.
So the stranger had been watching the preparations from her home across the street. She's there by running because it's raining. They're covering themselves up. She's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They set up chairs. They went in her house. They had the ceremony in her house.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's nice of her.
Right?
Yeah. What a special memory, too.
Yeah, she probably had to mop a lot after it was over.
Oh,
all the wet
yes,
feet,
yes.
You know? But I thought that was a good one there. Over to Ray Mundo with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Outside of Denver, a truck driver fell asleep at the wheel and crashed into a school bus. 29 students were injured. Luckily, none of the injuries were life-threatening. In other news, Build-A-Bear stores across North America were forced to close for the day after the Pay Your Age Day advertising stunt resulted in really long lines. Luckily, people were given vouchers. And finally, in weather news, severe weather in the north today, spot showers in the south, 80s and 90s for most of the country. The rain is going to continue tomorrow as well in most of the south.
I'll give you the food mascot. You tell me the product. For example, Lucky the Leprechaun would be...
Lucky Charms.
Right. Got it?
Good one. Yeah.
I like games early in the morning. It kind of loosens this up a little bit.
Yeah, gets you thinking.
Amy, you're first.
Okay.
Chester Cheetah.
Cheetos?
Cheetos. Show me Cheetos.
Yes. Good. Good one, Amy.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Mr. Peanut.
Oh, Planters.
Planters Peanuts.
Wow. Nice work, man.
Eddie.
Yep.
Tony the Tiger.
Oh, Frosted Flakes.
There we go. Now, second round, they get a little harder.
Oh, boy.
Those were three softballs.
Oh, those were hard.
Those were three softballs. Amy.
Okay.
Charlie the Tuna.
Chicken of the Sea.
New brand, right?
Charlie the Tuna. You've already said Chicken of the Sea?
No.
Oh, it's Star-Kissed Tuna.
Wow, that's hard, Amy.
Man. Oh, man, on the packaging.
Lunchbox. Elsie the Cow.
Shoot.
Elsie the Cow. What brand is Elsie?
Oh, that's Borden.
Wow.
How in the world did you know that?
I'm smart. I'm a product studier.
That's not why.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Eddie.
Come on, Bones.
Spuds McKenzie.
Okay. This is a trick question.
Spuds McKenzie, the mascot for what brand?
I'm going to go Bud Light.
It might be Budweiser. No, you're right.
Bud Light?
Bud Light is my answer.
Show me Bud Light.
Yes. Yeah.
Amy, you've been eliminated, by the way.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Chicken of the Sea.
All right.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
The Helping Hand.
The Helping Hand?
Oh, that's the mascot for something.
Oh, that's Hamburger Helper.
Show me Hamburger Helper.
He's unstoppable.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Eddie.
Yeah.
Toucan Sam.
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops it is.
I'm getting easy ones. Hold on.
This battle is getting hot in here.
Hold on.
We're going to go. Hey. Mike D. Mike D put this game together. That's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's the name.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Is this really hard?
You know what? Is this going to go up to both of you guys? Cause it's equally tough.
Okay.
So,
both answer?
You write your answer down.
Okay.
Whose mascot is Poppin' Fresh?
Huh?
Poppin' Fresh. Is that the name?
Yeah.
Of the
yep.
Okay.
Huh.
Is that his name?
There you go.
I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Orville Redenbacher. The popcorn.
That's Orville was the mascot for Orville Redenbacher.
Oh, I don't know.
Eddie.
I went Pringles.
No, it's Pillsbury. That's the Doughboy, huh?
Yeah. What's his name?
The Pillsbury Doughboy is Poppin' Fresh. That's his name.
I thought he was
did
just...
not know he had a Doughboy.
So did I. But
Mike. Poppin' Fresh.
Okay.
Am I back in?
You, no, this
is Amy, chill.
Stop. You've been eliminated like 6 weeks ago.
All right, Buzz. This is the final one.
Okay.
Buzz in with your name.
All right.
Okay.
The mascot's name is Pop. Name that brand.
Eddie. Pops. Cereal. Kellogg Pops.
Lunchbox. Yeah.
Pop and Crunch.
What is that?
Incorrect.
What was it?
Okay, how about another one?
Oh, no.
The mascot's name is Snap.
Eddie. Snaps.
No. Oh, no.
That's like,
shoot.
Kellogg's.
No, it's Rice Krispies.
It's Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
And so is Pop. Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Oh, it's the same one. That's why you did that.
I was confused.
No, nobody, you guys both tied. Congratulations. It's like kissing your sister.
No, it's terrible.
That's all right.
The tie.
I mean...
What's all right? Kissing your sister? What's wrong with you?
He likes that. He kisses dad on the lips, too.
That's true.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you kiss your sister on the lips?
No.
Wait, you kiss your dad on the lips, but not your sister?
Yeah.
Would
Why?
You?
Because it's my parents.
Oh.
It's okay to do your parents.
You
it's
kiss
not...
your brother on the lips?
No.
But you kiss your dad on the mouth?
Yeah.
For how long?
Half a second. I don't even kiss my brother or sister on the cheek.
Y'all hug?
Yeah, we hug. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, hey, congratulations. Double win there.
Thank you.
I'm always curious to know the conversations, Amy, you have with your kids. And you guys got in the old debate of pancakes versus waffles?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
They went pancakes, and I couldn't believe it, because they've had both pancakes and waffles. Mm. And I just thought everybody chooses waffles over pancakes.
Okay, around the room, you go?
Waffle?
I go hardcore waffle.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't, Eddie?
Flapjack. Yeah, pancakes all the way.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox?
Waffles.
Yeah.
That's
a no-brainer.
Morgan, you're 24. What do you think about that?
I go waffle.
Oh, wow.
That's what's up.
80% waffle.
Like, it's the older
the
texture, generation.
Thicker.
Oh. Yeah. Like the holes, the syrup gets caught in the butter in the, and then you take a bite.
Pancake, it just rolls off.
Yeah.
Mike D, Quiet Mike, Punk Rock Mike.
I go pancakes.
There we go, Mike D. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. Raymundo? Okay.
I'm going to waffle a little bit, but I'm going to say waffles.
Okay. Oh, boy. It's okay, so we're a waffle group for the most
That's
part.
Funny, Ray. Yeah. Okay, waffle for the win. They chose pancakes. I was like, okay, clearly we need to get you another waffle because you're confused.
How are they doing?
They're doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. They got their shots, I told you the other day. They're still wobbling around complaining about that.
Do they ever ask about the orphanage? And like, hey, do we ever go back? Or is that just as the longer they're away from the orphanage, the more it really isn't a thing?
No, we still talk about the orphanage.
Do they miss their friends?
Yeah.
Do they talk about friends specifically?
Yeah. Yeah. But it isn't as much, but we still talk about it because we will take them back. And I don't want them to forget about it. And I don't want them to forget their friends. So, I mean, just one of those things that's going to be a part of their life. I'm not trying to take that away from them.
Yeah, no, I get it. I just wonder.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Well, you think you'll take them back in 2019 to the orphanage?
We know we at least went away a year, so that would fall in line with the timeline. But it just really depends if they're ready. Emotionally, they can handle it, what it's going to be like. I just don't want to confuse them. I
haven't seen them in a couple weeks. You guys have been bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, we should.
What?
Yeah, we should look at the old calendar.
Let me take a look at the calendar here. Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I saw this one this morning. Rachel LaPierre won $1,000 a week in lottery.
Wow.
Like every week she wins $1,000.
I'm jealous.
Right? And so she's not kept a single check for herself. She's giving it to charity every week. She says this humanitarian organization, which she funds with the lottery winnings, aims to promote good deeds. So every time she gets a check, she gives it.
Wow.
What?
Won $1,000 a week.
She got that mailbox money.
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
I mean, I don't understand. Why even play the lottery then if you're not going to enjoy the rewards?
Maybe it does bring her joy to give it away.
What if the reward is actually helping other people?
Boom. Right, but you got to help yourself too. You can retire on that money.
What if she feels like she's in a good place?
Yeah.
She can be in a better place. Oh. Give one a month and take the other three for yourself. That's pretty nice.
You know what? I'll pass that along to her. But anyway, Rachel LaPierre, $1,000 a week, and she donates it to help other people.
Love it.
I think that's pretty fantastic.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Youngstown, Ohio. Miss Butler was going around town breaking into cars, stealing things when she hit the jackpot. Found a purse with a wallet, ID in it. She was like, oh yeah, it has a checkbook. Started writing checks to herself, went into the bank to cash them. Only problem was the person's purse it was their bank and they were inside.
Well, yeah, that's a bonehead. Here's the thing that I find most interesting about this story. Is that Lunchbox paid her the respect to call her Miss Butler, the thief.
Yeah, I couldn't pronounce her first name.
Yeah. Oh, smart. Miss Butler. But yeah, she goes, yeah, so what happens?
So the woman chased her down and tackled her until police arrived.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, the woman whose purse was stolen chased her out of the bank.
Wow, that's risky. She had a knife.
I mean, Miss Butler's known around town.
Oh, Miss Butler.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with my second grade teacher, Miss Butler.
Don't worry. Nobody worries.
Okay.
We didn't.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Bobby Bone Show.
This ice cream costs $1,500. It's the most expensive ice cream in America.
Wow.
The Bear Extraordinaire. It can be found in a hotel in Manhattan, New York. It's the country's most expensive sundae, $1,500 vanilla ice cream using imported vanilla beans from Madagascar. They could just make that up, right?
Yeah, of course.
They go buy some Folgers and be like, oh, we got this from the great swamp.
No. Madagascar vanilla is a thing.
Okay. Would you know the difference?
But, yeah.
Hey, come on. Yeah. Just tell me. The ice cream's covered in a white chocolate shell. It's hand-painted with colored cocoa butter. Sits atop 3 grams of black truffle crumble, which, by the way, ounce of black truffle costs $95.
Dang. Ooh.
That's mushrooms or something, or fungus?
Kind of, it's fungus. I watched a whole special on TV once, and how there's like illegal, it's just like fake truffle.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's a crazy thing.
Black market truffle.
Edible gold and silver leafing. Mm. But yeah, $1,500. Who pays for this? And do they laugh when someone comes and orders it to show off? Like, hey, Frank, you got out here just ordered $1,500 sundae.
You fell for it.
Yeah. Get the Madagascar truffle.
They're laughing. Yep, straight from Madagascar.
Yum.
The Brooks.
This, what?
What?
I was in the Bronx, but that didn't
too
come
far,
out
too
right.
Far, too far. Yeah. Too much. Yeah.
An Instagram model was attacked by a shark when she was doing photos.
That's awful.
Yeah, she was vacationing in some islands with her boyfriend.
her family said, hey, we should go swim with these nurse sharks.
Oh, yeah.
And so after a few minutes, she got in the water, starts posing with the nurse sharks. And someone said, hey, go ahead and just lay back and float in the water while they're taking the Instagram pictures.
Oh, that looked pretty.
Oh, man. Right?
Yeah.
This 5-foot-long shark. Bitter. He had my wrist in his mouth, and I could feel his teeth sinking into my arm. I was pulled underwater for a few seconds and then ripped my wrist out of the shark's mouth. The photograph showed her covering her wound and raising her arm in an effort to stop the blood spreading in the water. They gave her antibiotics, flew her back to Florida. Like, listen, that's kind of cooler than anything you were going to do, though. Like, if you end up being fine, you got attacked by a shark and you have Instagram photos.
And you have a story to tell for the rest
of your life. Think about your likes you're going to get.
Yeah.
For that one right there.
And your Instagram model status just went up.
That's true, too. Yeah. You know, yesterday we were talking about people complaining about Will and Uber, if we should keep it. Hey, Matt, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Bobby?
Good. Brought up that Will at Uber. Someone complained they didn't like it. What do you think about that?
Misery loves company, man. Don't buy into it. I personally love it. The one on Tuesday with the engagement ring, the guy said Miguel and it was Frank. I mean, come on, dude. How do you not like that?
So you like it when we order an Uber car and try to send crazy things in it to other places?
Absolutely love it, because we've thought about it here. Like, we've cooked dinner and we're going to Uber this plate down the street to our friends just to see if it makes it.
I mean, that do it, dude. That's what we do.
That's awesome.
That's funny. That's good.
That's awesome, man.
Hey, where you live in Alabama, Matt?
I live near Montgomery, about an hour and a half away from Montgomery.
Man, you ever look and you ever go, it's midnight in Montgomery, and think about that?
Absolutely, man. Stars in Alabama. You know?
Hey, I appreciate that call, Matt. Thanks for that. Bobby Bones. Yeah. They're saying that sleep divorce may be healthier to the relationship. And we've talked about something similar, where just because tradition says you should sleep in the same bed doesn't mean it's actually, physically, healthier for you. So they're calling it sleep divorce, when you have to go, you know, honey, I don't think we should sleep in the same bed anymore.
Yeesh.
Maybe an uncomfortable conversation just because of the way we were brought up. But just because we were brought up a certain way doesn't mean it's the right way. So I'll go on. Sleeping apart from your partner is good for your body. Physically, you sleep more, you rest better, you perform better at work. It's better for your relationship. Snoring, partners moving, body heat. Researchers found that people who slept alone oftentimes get 45 minutes a night more sleep.
Wow.
Which is a pretty significant number. And most relationships reported higher level of happiness once they got past the thought of, oh, we're not doing it like everybody before us. You got to remember, really, just because people have done it before us, that doesn't mean it's the right thing. It doesn't.
Correct.
We get into the thing where it's all about tradition. Listen, tradition for the sake of tradition isn't good.
Yeah.
Tradition for a reason that actually brings something to the table, that's good.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad history out there.
So, and you call us. If you and your husband or wife decided, man, we still love each other the same amount, same percentage, maybe even more, but we're going to sleep in two different beds or two different rooms. Call. The phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Amy, your thoughts?
I mean, I think you have to do, what works for you. I don't think it's going to work for every couple, but I would miss sharing a bed with my husband. So,
how would your husband feel, though, if you said, hey, we're going to split this up?
Oh, I'm so easy to sleep with.
Okay.
I kick and move around a lot, but,
but you're
Yeah. And then also my question would be, do they mean like you find different rooms or you do like old school with twin beds in the same room?
I think it really means, because of all the factors they lay out here, the body heat, the partner moving through the night, the snoring, that it's probably in that same bed where you can hit each other. Like, I mean, it can be either, but I think it's really just the physical part of it, meaning you're not elbowing each other and keeping them awake. Eddie?
I know. Could you imagine if y'all came to my house and my husband and I got two twin beds?
Yeah, I could.
Like, Brady Bunch style?
Yes.
That's what they did, right?
It's what they were the first couple to stay in the same bed.
Oh, okay. Opposite then.
Yeah. I think the Munsters did it first, but they were the
crazy.
Real big one. Yeah. What do you think?
I'm with you. I think it's a guy thing. I think guys would want it more than the woman, because my wife would love to sleep in the same bed every night. Dude, if you offered that to me, I'm in. Give me another room. Give me another bed. I'll sleep comfortable. It'd be great.
But don't want to cuddle?
No. No cuddling while I'm sleeping. No.
Yeah, so, I think that's pretty common, that guys want to have their space and we're bigger. We need more, generally speaking.
Yeah.
It's a huge... But, you know, someone like Amy likes to have that. But also, I mean, your husband is gone a lot. You know, maybe you value that time because when he's actually there.
So maybe we have that. You're right. We already are doing this study and we don't even know it.
Yeah, and you're so much happier when he's not there and you come in. You ever notice that? How he's like, I slept so good last night. You know, I think
you're
this
making
is too,
that up.
Here's the thing I want to say, and I can get off my part of this. I think with this, though, it has to be like a dog in the bed, meaning you have to establish that early. If you get a new dog and you put the dog in the bed, it stays in the bed forever.
Right.
That's it. And it's tough to have that conversation. I try with my dog, like, no more bed for you. So in this relationship, I think you kind of have to go, we're either in the same bed or we're not.
As soon as you start dating.
As soon as you start, whatever, sleeping in the same bed, it's like, hey, we're really going to commit to this.
Yeah.
Here's how I feel about it. You should sleep in a different bed.
Yeah.
That divorce, oof.
You can't do that 12 years in.
That's tough. That's like my dog. My dog was like 10. I was like, all right, Dusty, for now on, you're going to sleep on the floor.
He's like,
He's like, no.
No, I'm not.
And no chance of that happening. Sleep divorce. Let me talk to Anna in Missouri. Hey, Anna.
Hey.
What do you think about this?
My husband and I actually just, I started sleeping in another bedroom because my dog was sleeping with us. And she was sleeping on me, and I was just having a hard time sleeping. So we ended up both having a hard time sleeping, and it just kind of, I don't know, it worked out. I've been in the other room for almost a month now, maybe, and we're all sleeping better.
I think people hear this and go, well, if we're sleeping in different rooms or beds, the relationship must be worse.
Yeah.
Don't associate those two. Like, nothing's worse, but you decide to sleep in different places. Also, don't they say that the heart grows fonder? Huh? If you're not together?
Yeah, it's usually a long distance.
Yeah, well, that's a longer distance than normal. Yeah, hey, Anna, thank you for your call. That's good. I appreciate you. Laurie in Florida, you're on.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
My husband and I sleep in separate beds every now and then. Well, it's becoming more and more because I have restless legs really bad, and I kick him all the time.
Do you love him the same, though?
No. I'm sorry?
Do you love him the same?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Even more. I hear even more right there. Yeah.
At first it was hard because I felt like I was doing something wrong, but it got to the point where I didn't want him in the bed because I liked having all that room.
Yeah, it's like having your own bathroom.
Hmm.
Amy, wouldn't that be awesome to have your own bathroom? Like, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, if it could be, like, if you're in my bedroom, you go to the right, and it's his bathroom, and you go to the left, and it's my bathroom, that'd be so cool.
I mean, what if history told us we had to poop in the same toilet all the time?
Then
people were like, well, if we're not doing that, then we must hate each other.
Yeah, divorce.
Yeah. Dude, toilet divorce.
Toilet divorce.
Yeah. All right, hey, thank you. Hey, you guys can still hop on the phones. Love to talk to you about this. It's an interesting thing to me, especially because I'm not sleeping in a bed with anybody.
Yeah.
And right now I'm like, oh, yeah, get sleep divorce. But really, I'd be like, come here, baby, let's sleep beside each
Don't leave me, please.
Don't leave me, please. Over to Morgan, number two, who's been doing the skinny all this week.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Kenny Chesney released a new song saying it captures the emotion behind the events that took place in the islands after Hurricane Irma and Maria.
It's called Better Boat.
Now and then I let it go. Ride the waves I can't control. I'm learning how to build a better boat.
It's a good one there.
Yeah, really good. Kacey Musgraves dropped the video for her single High Horse, and it basically shows her working as a desk cop.
A desk cop? What's a desk cop?
Like, she's on the desk for police station.
Oh,
and
a desk? Okay. I thought it was like you police other bad desks. I don't know what this is called. I like this song. I like this album. It's really good. So that came out yesterday? Yeah?
Yeah, last night.
What else?
So there's movies coming out this weekend. Skyscraper featuring The Rock.
Looks terrible.
Did you see the preview?
Looks terrible. I don't know what I saw, but whatever it was, like garbage.
Huh.
I like The Rock a lot, and I like action movies, but sometimes they just mail it in.
Oh, yeah. I think this year he's probably made like 5 films in 1 year. Yeah, that's mailing it in, for sure.
Do you know how good Rotten Tomatoes that is?
Yeah, 51% positive.
Pretty good for an action movie, though, I'll be honest with you.
About a building.
Does he play a skyscraper?
No, I think he knows it really well or something.
Interesting. What else?
Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation.
Yeah, it should be a good one, huh?
Yeah. And then there's Sorry to Bother You, which has 96 positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
What's Sorry to Bother You?
So it's about this guy who can't find a job, and then he becomes a telemarketer and discovers like this huge magical key to success.
Raymond was a telemarketer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you sold cable, right?
Yeah, it was a cable phone and internet.
So how would that work? I go, hello?
Raymundo speaking. Thank you for calling Blank Communications. How may I help you?
Well, I was wondering if I could get an upgrade on my package here.
Absolutely. Let me go ahead and pull you up. What's your zip code?
333333.
I see your account's in outstanding order right now. I'm going to go ahead and add two HBO specials. You're going to have those for 2 months. But then in 2 months, definitely call us back because we're going to charge you a lot in 2 months.
That's the truth.
Did you like
that? That's how you sneak it in.
I loved it. It was sales, and it was also talking, and you could be like personable. It was great.
Oh, look at that. All right. All right, Morgan number two, thank you.
Close it out.
Yeah,
that's Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
There you go. Bobby Jones. Thank you.
No. Bones.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Peyton and Brian are six-year-old twin brothers. They were down in Orlando on vacation. They're at the hotel swimming pool when this mom and her little toddler come to the pool. Well, the mom goes to put the towels on the chair, and the toddler jumps in the deep end, not knowing how to swim. He's struggling to stay afloat. The six-year-old twins jump into the pool and save the toddler.
Wow.
Six-year-old lifeguards.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. What's the deal with the toddler? Listen, I don't have a toddler. Eddie says they shoot off like crazy.
They just run.
Like, run.
And they're mind of their own, so they can do whatever they want.
If you're at a pool, like, do you hear this and go, ooh, mom, you got to, like, know.
Yeah.
Or do you go, that's just the nature of the toddler?
I mean, you have to keep your eyes on your toddler at all times, and especially by a pool. Yeah, she shouldn't have turned around on
them. What about leashes on kids? Yeah. Now, I'm curious. Like, nah. I know you go, but when I hear stories like this, I go, "What? Okay, so what? So what's wrong with a leash?"
No, eyes are as good as leashes. Like, just keep your eyes on them, and they won't go anywhere. Like, a leash is too much. They're not a dog.
I don't know.
Too much.
Sometimes I want to leash you guys.
Sometimes at the airport, I get it. Like, I don't have to leash my kids, but I see other kids on leashes, and I'm like, you know, maybe they know that they have one that will go rogue every now and then, and they just, it's better safe than sorry.
I was a big hater on leashes for a while, and then I Instagrammed a kid on a leash with a mom.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't put the kid's face on Instagram, but I was like, look at this. His mom's got her kid on a leash. Mom follows me on Instagram, had a little word with me.
Oh, what did she say?
Don't be doing that. Don't be putting my leashed kid on Instagram. Kind of awkward conversation there. I was like, what?
Didn't do that again.
No, I did not do that again. But I'm not for leashes, but I could see in situations like this where there are dangerous things around, that maybe you leash them around pools and fires and...
I don't know, Bones.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
Okay, there it is.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match 3 game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. What's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. That's right. Chill out. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number two, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number two, loves it as well. So there we have it. Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. And we're transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, over to Amy now with the corny.
The morning corny.
What kind of cows serve our country?
What kind of cows serve our country?
The military.
Better than I thought it would be.
That was the morning corny.
She's still drinking from that well over there.
What?
That joke. So much has happened today. For example, we're talking about sleep divorce, which, don't let the divorce get you. It's really just splitting up and not sleeping in the same bed anymore because you actually sleep better. They say 45 minutes extra. That's the average couple when they sleep in different beds. I mean, really, you basically get an hour of sleep extra. That's a lot. Like, sleep is the most important thing, more so than eating right or exercising, it's sleep. So I'm an advocate of trying it out, sleeping in different beds.
Yeah. You're also not married.
That's
but
true,
yeah.
But, that's but I'm an advocate. Yeah. You know what I mean? Hey, Carmen in Nashville, you're on. Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. You hear me talking nonsense. What do you think about this?
It's not nonsense. I did think it at first, and I do think it's a woman thing, but my husband and I have been married 30 years, and we just in the past year started sleeping separately because he's so hot. It's just, I can't stand it.
If you can't keep your hands off of me
like
so hot?
Caliente. Like,
oh, yeah, that too. But it's like a heater, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't stand it. And he's one of those that will throw his arm over you, and then he'll throw his leg over you. I'm like, dude, I cannot sleep like this.
And so would you say the relationship is actually better now?
Actually, yeah, we're not arguing as much because he would wake me up every time he'd throw his arm over me because, dang, I mean, it's like he raised it up and then just dropped it on me.
Yeah, like Hulk Hogan. He like tap his elbow and then go down with the elbow drop. Yeah?
Body slammed at night. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the call. I think as long as you can lose that thought of, well, this is how it's supposed to be. It's not. Somebody just said, you sleep in the same bed, and then away it went.
Mm.
But yeah, somebody try it out. Let us know. You've never done it in sleep.
I've slept in a different bed, but that's usually
that's
a trouble.
Yeah.
That's
a whole different
so I associate it with trouble.
Yeah.
That went off no fun.
What if you went to your wife and just said, hey, I think we should sleep in different beds?
No, like, she'd hate it. Yeah. I'm telling you, she'd be 100% against it.
Polls of the week. These have come. We've asked these all week long. We've had some complaints about Will at Uber. Shall we keep doing the segment? 70% of people said,
yes.
Keep the segment.
Yeah. And we listen to the people, right?
We're a people show.
Yeah, we are.
We're only as good as our teammates.
Woo!
Should Raymundo, our audio producer who sits in the glass room, chase his dreams and leave this show for Big Brother? Because they've contacted him again, right, Raymundo?
Yeah.
Yeah. 65% of people say,
ooh,
no.
All right.
Your thoughts, Raymundo?
Yeah, that's crap. If you get stuck in life, you just gotta go sometimes.
Are you leaning toward leaving the show for Big Brother?
Still weighing it, talking to Baser.
Yeah, talking to your girl? Yeah. While Lunchbox is away after his baby is born, who should take over the bonehead?
Oh.
Raymundo or Eddie is the
great
question. 70% of people said Raymundo. And then finally, how do you feel about grass clippings? 70% say clean them up.
Of course.
That's nature, you know?
Yeah, man, it's grass.
It's grass. Already on the ground anyway.
Put it back in nature, the street.
Yeah. Put it back. Yeah, anything you'd like to say, Amy, about that?
I mean, now that you bring the grass clippings back up, I mean, I thought about that a lot after we did it. Like, I had no idea something that came from the ground and then put back into the ground could be bad.
Well, listen, I have a problem with people throwing bananas. If you see a car in front of you throw a banana on the road, you go, ooh, they're littering? Like, if they're driving, they throw a banana out. What do you think? Do you go, ooh, littering?
No, it's okay. Apple core, banana.
I feel the same way, but when I do it, I feel guilty. Or feel like I'm going to get pulled over. Like they're going to confuse it for like a big Laffy Taffy wrapper or something.
Big yellow wrapper.
Yeah. Amy, I have
you like
what's up?
Litter commercials. That's bad.
I do litter commercials. Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
I'm the face of littering, anti-littering.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, I'm not littering.
I'm on like billboards.
You are. I saw you this morning.
Did you see me this morning?
I did see you this morning. What'd big
it
old
say?
Billboard.
What'd it say?
God, it said littering is no joke, no bones about it, or something like that.
No bones about it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's you sitting
it's
there.
A banana.
That's right. Well, see, that's why I feel guilty even throwing a banana out. I feel like I'm going to throw it out. Woo! And the cops come and be like, sir, aren't you? You're the face. No, you get two tickets.
Oh.
You should be leading by example.
You know what's funny about that billboard? Hmm. Is you're standing right there like in nature in like this country road. And I'm like, did Bones really go to a country road?
Nah, it was a studio.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah, because they wanted to put different things behind it.
I'm like, no chance. Unless that was shot right outside of his house, no chance.
Mm-mm, no chance. The it was me, Cassidy Pope.
Cassidy Pope, saw that one too.
Yeah, and then a football player for the Titans. And so we were the faces of not littering.
What did yours say exactly?
No, litter's bad, no bones
that's
about it.
That's
like
it.
That. Yeah, a little pun there. No bone, get it?
No bones because you're Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Yep. Hey, Amy, I got something for you. When you hear this, what do you think?
Hawaii.
Okay, okay. Yes. I want to run something by you next.
Are we going there?
What do you say mean? Yes.
I don't know. I just...
that sounds like
that's the first thing that came to my head when you said that. You want to know, you're going to run something by me and you're going to be like, hey, you. What do you think about taking the show on the road?
Yes.
And doing it live from Maui.
We'll talk about it next. Hold on a minute. A Golden Corral's vents weren't working. And so the people there were like, man, this stinks. Much like the air conditioner in my house, which, by the way, still isn't running early.
No. Oh, my.
I know. I've been working hard. And so the workers at the Golden Corral in North Carolina, they're all like, oh, it's hot. Why don't they work? Call the AC guy. Turns out the burglar was stuck in the vents.
Oh, caught him.
Yeah. And he couldn't get out. And that's also what was making the air not work.
So the fire department rescued him, and they arrested him for breaking and entering.
Isn't that funny? They're like, hey, something's not working. Just the man holding us down. No, it was a burglar up there.
Yeah, he was holding us down.
Got stuck. I saw the Emmy Awards. And there's a lot of awards, but on the drama series, and I feel like the Emmy Awards aren't too cool for us. When they announced these Oscars, I never even heard of half of these films, much less seen them. But the Emmy Awards are TV shows. Game of Thrones, seen it, saw it, love it. Handmaid's Tale, love it. Stranger Things, good. The Americans, This Is Us, and Westworld. I oddly have seen all those shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess because of Netflix now and all those, right? It's not just these network shows.
For the first time ever, Netflix has more Emmy nominations than HBO.
Yeah.
So I love Game of Thrones. I know you guys give me a hard time, but Amy's brother was talking about Game of Thrones to her, right?
Oh, he couldn't believe it. When we were talking about TV shows, he said, well, I mean, of course you've watched Game of Thrones. I said, no, I never have. I tried to watch one episode, couldn't get into it. And he went off for I don't even know how long, how I'm missing out on life. And then, so then I told him he needs to watch Handmaid's Tale. And he's like, actually, it is on my list. Because, I mean, I think that show's amazing.
Yeah, it's the only thing Hulu really has is Handmaid's Tale.
That's it?
Yeah, or network shows if you missed it.
Yeah, but network has those shows.
Yeah, it's not theirs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Amy's always like, yeah, but you can watch Scooby-Doo. I'm like, I watch Scooby-Doo on anything. I get on YouTube and watch Scooby-Doo.
Hulu original Scooby-Doo.
Show me the... So, but yeah, that's the Emmy. Game of Thrones has to win. Handmaid's Tale, probably close. You know, I didn't think Stranger Things, the second season, was as good as the first season.
I didn't finish it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I didn't either.
That's how bad it was.
I don't know it's bad.
Well,
I don't know that it's bad.
I just didn't want to finish it, yeah. I guess, is what I'm saying.
So there's that. Emmy nominations. Oh, I play this music here. This.
Oh, yes.
We're not going to Hawaii.
Why not?
Nuts. I don't even like doing shows out of the studio, right? But what I'm thinking about doing is having a Labor Day luau at my house.
Okay.
It's not the same.
No, of course it's not, but I'm not paying for you to
Hawaii.
Still
fun. Oh.
Should I do a Labor Day party, Aim, on like that Sunday, not the Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Like and have people show up in Hawaiian shirts?
Grass skirts.
No, I don't care about that. I mean, you wear a grass skirt if you want, but like
you're not going to make that mandatory.
No. Will people come to a Labor Day luau?
I think so.
Yes.
That might
Are
be
you
going to
roast a pig?
We should with an apple in its mouth.
Eddie's the head chef. So.
Okay.
But so I can commit to this.
You need me to get a whole pig?
Listen, you're the head chef. I can commit to this now because it's September. If you guys will come.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's check the calendar. Yes.
I'm in. It's the Sunday of Labor Day weekend.
I never know what that is.
Like September 7th. And then, because after it's, like...
Oh! Ooh.
3rd.
What, Aim?
Sunday, it's September 2nd. That Sunday is, but that's... Yeah. So that's right around my husband's birthday time, so could we also make it /...
Absolutely. / Aim's birthday party. There we go. Okay, I may do that. Let's put that on the calendar, everybody. That Sunday, because I'm telling you, this fall and next year, you guys don't even know what I have coming up.
Parties?
No, like life stuff.
Oh, mm-hmm. No, we don't know.
You don't even know.
Amy does, but...
You don't even know. Let me just say, stuff's a brewing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Big stuff?
Big stuff.
Wow.
The biggest stuff, yeah.
Bigger than you've done.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah, I'll leave it there. You want to have your mind blown? Drew Carey doesn't need to wear his glasses.
What a punk.
What?
Yeah.
He got us.
Drew Carey no longer needs to wear his glasses to see. He had LASIK in 2001, but he wears his glasses because it's part of his image.
2001?
Mm-hmm. 17 years ago. He said when he goes without them, nobody recognizes him. because he's skinny too.
Yeah.
And so maybe, but here's the thing. Maybe people don't recognize Fat Drew Carey as much anymore because back in our day, Fat Drew Carey was the guy.
That was
He's been skinny for a long time now. Right?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. He says one time he went out to a bar in Cleveland. And he said, "Hey, I'm the host of Price is Right." And the guy said, "No, I thought Drew Carey hosted Price is Right."
Dang.
He didn't have glasses on. One time, I went to a work event because all the work people came to town. And they had this big seminar, country music seminar. And I didn't have my glasses on. And I went to one of my bosses that I talk to 25 times a year and see in person 10 times a year. I was like, "Hey, man." He goes, "Hi, how are you?" And I was like, "It's me, Bobby." He goes, "Bobby who?" And I was like, I just don't have my glasses on.
That's crazy.
So I finally got how Clark Kent wasn't recognized as Superman.
Yeah, I always wondered, though. Yeah. Come on, glasses?
Yeah.
Really?
The glasses, no S on your chest.
Wear a suit and no one recognizes you?
Yeah. Finally got it. But there's Drew Carey. Doesn't need to wear his glasses. Okay, Labor Day Luau. Sunday of Labor Day weekend.
It's on my calendar.
Mark that down.
I gotta find a whole pig now.
You got plenty of time. You don't have to. But all
that's how you do a luau. That's what a luau is.
I have to invite some people that got irritated. They didn't get invited to my last party.
Oh, no, that's a lot of people.
Well, not everybody.
Okay.
Like John Party called and was like, he said, "Hey, where am I invited to the party?" And I was like, "My bad."
Always invite John Party to the party.
I know. So, yeah. John, first, yes.
Lesson learned.
Lesson learned for sure. I'm a big history guy. I'm a big country music historian. I did a documentary yesterday about Charlie Pride.
How was that?
It was great. It was with PBS.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. And so I'm a big Charlie Pride fan, and so I went and talked about it for a while. And so for me, like when we do On This Day in Country Music, that's one of my favorite segments.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On This Day in
Country Music.
On this day in 2017, our producer Eddie ate an entire box of donuts on a bet.
That's right.
And then got sick.
That's right, I did. That was terrible. I remember that day.
I don't know why that bet happened, but Eddie goes, "I can eat a dozen donuts, no problem.
Yeah, you guys said I couldn't. I was like, easy, I can do it. It wasn't that easy, but I did it.
And you did it, and you felt bad for...
Oh, 2 days.
Yeah.
That was...
On this day in...
country music.
1 year ago today.
I regret that
day. Yeah, Eddie's still feeling it.
Yeah.
So in the studio today, we're all here. Amy is in Austin, so she's sitting in our studio in Texas. Her dad's been sick, and so... Amy, just give us a quick recap, if someone's listening for one of the first times, like what happened with your dad?
Well, he was diagnosed with throat cancer, had to have surgery to remove the cancer over 2 weeks ago, and it was, hey, no big deal, in and out of the hospital, 3 to 5 days max. So there was some complications, and he has been in ICU for 16 days.
Amy and I had a talk, and she was like, "Hey, it's really not going to be a big deal." I mean, really, you guys didn't think it was going to be anything, right?
Yeah, we kind of, at this point, so 2 weeks post-surgery, we're supposed to start radiation. So we should be starting radiation right now, but we're a while from that. Like that, now stuff just keeps happening. And there's a point the other day, it's so crazy to think we were at the hospital yesterday and we're like, unbelievable that on Sunday, you know, he kind of had a crazy experience where he coded and went into cardiac arrest. All of this totally unexpected. We all just look at each other thinking, how is this happening? Why? This is not what we expected at all. But he is so strong and tough. And the nurses tell us that, like, they can tell he has a will to fight.
Well,
fighter, even in his state of not really being totally there, they can tell he's a fighter. And we're just trying to power through and get over a few humps. Yesterday, he had a tracheotomy surgery. So a trach was put in his throat, which is so crazy to see. I've only seen that like on TV.
I know. And like the emergency ones where they take a pin and have to do it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it, though. I think I've seen it on TV enough times. It's one of those things like CPR where you either go, "Oh, I could probably do that."
Yeah. There's so many things I see going on, and I'm thinking, I could do that.
Yeah. I've seen it so many times on TV. But,
really? Yeah.
Hey, let me say, are you comfortable with me sharing the story about the flowers that were sent up there?
Yes, because, totally.
Okay, so this has been a situation, and Amy and I have had a lot of off-the-air talks where I'm like, "Amy, don't come to work." Like, this... We do what we do because we all are in a good place when we get here. None of this show, if you're new to the show, like I'm the only one that's a radio guy. And everybody else is my friend over life that's come into the show. And if anybody else is in a bad spot, I'm like, "Don't come to the show." I've said, "Amy, don't work. Go away. Go take care of it." She's like, "No, I want to come to work." It's a couple hours that she would just be sitting in a hospital room. And She likes to come and hang out with us. We're her friends. I think you want to be around your friends at a difficult time, right? I mean, that's part of it. And so, but here's the thing about us is that the us thing isn't just this room. It's the listeners of the show. It's a club. Like, we're all in the same club. The listeners, the people in this room. And so Amy mentions her nurse's name, right? Just her first name too, right?
Yeah. I said that my dad, at some point I must have mentioned my dad's at Seton Northwest Hospital in the ICU unit. All the nurses are amazing, but I gave Jen a shout out. She's a nurse that's just really kind of been amazing for us.
Yeah. Then guess what happened?
So, So, do you want me to say it or are you going to say
it? No, you can say it. You can tell it.
Okay. So I show up to the hospital yesterday and Jen comes up to me and thanks me for the flowers. And, you know, it's awkward because I didn't send her flowers. And
oh,
I don't really
no.
know.
And now she knows.
I didn't really know how to handle it because I thought, okay, so first I kind of check with my siblings like, hey, did we send Jen flowers or and the, y'all didn't fill me in? So then she shows me the card and it said, Jen, thank you for Amy. Love the world. And so, I mean, I guess by the world, it just means like everybody out there. I don't know. They didn't say like Bobby Bone Show listeners, but I can put two and two together. And that was one of our listeners straight up Pimp and Joy.
Wow.
And heard the hospital name, ICU, and Jen. Because it didn't have any other details other than just her first name. And it just them thanking her on behalf of me, for me. And so I couldn't believe it. I was just like so thoughtful and just shows, you know, it's another reason why our listeners are so amazing is because they hear we're going through something and they know we're appreciative of someone and they go out of their way to send that person flowers from us. Yeah. What?
Tracked her down. Isn't that crazy?
That like, that's crazy. Like,
we call our listeners the B team. Well, you know, none of us are really picked first. We're never part of the A team so much. But we're kind of the secondary, but we're happy with that. We're proud of that. And we stick up for each other. And so, you know, that's really cool. That's really cool. Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but it touched me and moved me and was super thoughtful and it made Jen's day, so.
Did you think about taking credit for the flowers and just moving along? You're welcome, Jen.
Well,
all right, next up.
I mean, when she thanked me for it, I was like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? This is awkward.
Listen, if you're new to the show, that's really the kind of environment we try to foster around here. We're all one big old team, man. And when I say us, I don't just mean us in the room. I mean us. You're listening. Yeah. You're part of the club, man. Well,
and
Amy,
the mystery person that sent those, thank you to whoever you are, because they didn't leave any of that info.
It was the world.
The world.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, by the way, the Friday morning dance party in 15 minutes, Steve Mokler, who I think you're going to love, coming up in about 30-ish, he's going to play live. That being said, this weekend, Amy, you're staying in Texas with your dad?
Yes.
Are your kids with you?
No, we're trying to figure out if the husband and kids are going to come because it looks like I'll probably be here through next week working from here and trying to juggle. My sister has been here over like 3 weeks and she lives in Colorado now. She's got to go back and handle some stuff. And so we're all just looking at calendars trying to juggle. And it looks like next week might be my week. But I wanted to be here yesterday ASAP because of the tracheotomy surgery.
Well, everybody's praying for you. Everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
7-Eleven has a partnership with the Philadelphia Police Department, and they ticket kids for good behavior. So the officers have these tickets, which are basically coupons from 7-Eleven, and the kids can go get treats from 7-Eleven, but they get pulled over for wearing helmets and recycling their trash.
Oh, that's cool.
It's called Operation Chill. And it gets the officers out and about and interacting with kids for doing good things.
And also sets the tone of officers are good, kids.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Cops are good.
Yeah.
Let's build the culture of they're not just here to give you tickets or get you in trouble. They're also here to look out for you helping. And I like that, too. Just not even for the free stuff. The tickets are given. But, you know, like you've talked about your son before, whenever the cops will come up and give him a sticker.
Yeah. It's all about a relationship, and now my son's like knows like the officers are great, and he can trust them, and yeah, I
That's
love it.
Hilarious.
In fact, if an officer goes by and doesn't wave, my son questions if they're a real police officer.
That's right. I'll
yeah.
let you go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Steve Mokler.
I'm a big Steve Mokler fan. He came over to the house. We did a Bobby cast, but I never heard him actually play in here. So Steve Mokler's coming down the hallway right now. This would be interesting because he wrote Riser for Dierks Bentley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy, that made him a little bit of money, huh? I'm going to ask him that. Be like, how much money did you make off that? So Steve Moakler is coming into the studio. I'm also curious about these shows. They drive around in a camper all over the country, and they set up a pallet and put Christmas lights up, and they play shows for their fans.
It's Camper Tour, and it's amazing.
It's Camper Tour?
Yeah. Well, and he can talk
there
about it.
There he is. Hey, there he is. Come on in here. We're on the radio right here. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hey. Come on in, everybody. Look at you. We're just talking about you. We were talking about, first of all, the Camper Tour.
Yeah, man.
Where you drive around. Let me get this straight, Steve Moakler.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just listening right now, Steve Moakler's in. You drive around in a camper, and then you pull out like a pallet, and you stand on it, and you put Christmas lights up around you.
That's it.
And you play for fans.
That's it. There's two pallets, to be fair, from Kroger.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I need two. It's a big deal.
Man, think of the overhead there. But how do you pick where you're going across the country?
So we put a word out online, and we just kind of say, hey, we're going to be taking offers and submissions for the next few weeks, and then once we get them all in, they're all sitting there on a spreadsheet, and we route out where we want to go, and we take the best offers, and we also fill in between. So it's really an equal playing field for anybody.
You get paid for that?
Just a little bit,
So they pay you to come to their house?
Uh-huh.
Will you do like a barbecue?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Here's what I've been thinking about, Am. I've been thinking about having a Labor Day party at my house.
Yeah.
How much can I get Steve for? I thought you can't hear me.
We need to book him for the camper tour. Just make sure it's on his route. Like if he hasn't pulled out of Nashville
that's right.
yet.
I've moved.
I think we could swing it.
I live.
It's on the way to everywhere.
Yes, it is. I think that would be so fun, especially if we brought the pallets and the Christmas lights.
Let me hear some of this. Here's Steve Moakler. Maybe you've heard Born Ready.
Red, white, and blue, just rolling down the blacktop. Bulldogs parking silver, can't do backs on.
Already. I'm a fan. Like, I'm a
Thanks,
fan.
Man.
I'm genuinely a fan of,
means a lot.
Of what you do.
It ain't always
it's called Hard Not to Love It. You like this one?
I do.
We didn't always get it right, now and then we get it right, if it weren't for heartbreak, we wouldn't have a story now, but it's working out.
You moved to town to write songs, huh?
Yeah.
Like, that was the deal? Like, you want to be a songwriter?
Wanted to be a songwriter, and I wanted to perform. But really, I've always seen myself as a songwriter first. I started playing guitar when I was 14, and as I learned a chord on the guitar, I was writing a song that had that chord in it. I didn't really realize, looking back on it, that was pretty unique.
It's been a kind of awkward situation for me a bit here with this, because Amy is great friends with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say she's one of your best friends here?
Yeah.
She would say the same.
Yeah, so it's like, when do I bring Steve in? I don't want there to be this sort of... I'm only bringing it. I think it's actually hurt you a bit that Amy's been friends with your wife.
Yeah. You think so?
I think
it
so.
It feels like it's helped.
I think it's held your career back many.
Well,
you
I keep it fair.
A
I don't try to
point.
Say anything because I want it to be organic.
I'm
too.
Just kidding. Okay. I'm totally kidding.
Well, it feels right today. Thank you so much for having me here.
I just liked the record, and Steve came over to the house and we talked. I think we were best friends after that. Didn't you feel that way?
I felt a connection for sure.
You know, Steve wrote Riser, and then Dirks ended up cutting it and making it a big hit. I bet you made some money off that, huh? Is that where you got that second pallet from?
That's where I got the second pallet. Actually, we did buy a camper from some of the money that came from that song, and we ended up selling it to Travis Meadows, who I co-wrote the song with. It's kind of a full circle moment.
That camper that Travis has out in front of his house is the camper that you
That was when we did our first hometowns tour in 5 years ago. This is 72 Winnebago.
Look at that.
Still in the neighborhood.
It's a 72 Winnebago.
Yeah, it's got a hole in the floor. Like, my boots fell out of the bottom of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But now it's an Airstream. Like a cute
little... Yeah, so we're upgrading to an Airstream this year. That's kind of been our dream from the beginning was to get into one of those things. Yeah. They're so cool.
Need a bigger dream.
Well, you know,
three pallets.
That's one of them. Three pallets in an Airstream.
Did you know he cut this in? This song?
What? The
Riser.
Riser?
Yeah.
I haven't ever heard him sing it. No.
Summarize.
Listen to that. He's got a guitar. You want him to play some of it?
Yes.
Okay, Steve Moakler is here. Would you mind playing like a verse and a chorus of Riser?
I would love to.
Like,
man.
You wrote it? So if you're listening to this, check out Steve's latest record. You have a whole record out now.
Yeah, it's called Born Ready. Just dropped
Born
a few
Ready.
Weeks ago.
Born Ready.
You got it, man.
I actually sing it better than you, so if anyone wants my version, let me know.
We could do a Bobby Bones edit and get you on there,
Jesus.
Man.
No way. Oh, here we go. This is our Riser.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Yeah, Steve Moeckler wrote that song. And so you have it, and you cut this song. Summarize. But then when Dirk says, hey, I like to cut it, you go, oh, man, I can't do it anymore.
Well, actually, I mean, I was thrilled when Dirk's won to cut the song. Travis and I were both blown away. It was an easy decision. Big fans of what he does. And, you know, at that point, you know, I think I had about 8,000 followers on Instagram, so it wasn't going to reach as many people as if he sang it. So it's been a really cool, really cool thing.
Do you ever do that thing that I do where I set up fake Instagram accounts on myself and ask people for money?
No, I've never done that. That is so frustrating.
Yeah. I'm just like, I do, like Mr. with the one extra R Bobby Bones. I'm like, hey, can I get a dollar or some iTunes cards? I do that. It's awesome.
Man, it's brilliant. It's hard to make money in the business, man. Whatever you can do.
What are you going to do?
I'm kidding. I don't. But do you have fake accounts of you asking people for money?
That has begun the last few months. It's so frustrating.
Well, that's how you know you made it.
It's encouraging to know that people that actually holds some value to pretend to be me. But it's really frustrating that people are getting taken advantage of like that.
You know you're on the come up when your identity gets stolen. Congratulations, my
friend.
Thank you
very much. Good
make
to be
sure
here.
Make sure you get LifeLock.
That's true, too. Okay, listen. Steve Moeckler is here. Got the record out. Got the song Born Ready. Red, white, and blue. I'm going to tell you, so I listened to your record. And I think we're in this culture now of, and I say this in the best way, I think music now has become a bit more disposable because when we subscribe to a service, we get it all the time. Back 10 years ago, we had to buy something. So we spent a lot of time because our investment in that $10 was in that piece of hard CD that we bought. So we burnt it out. Now our investment is, if we pay for a streaming service, in we get all the stuff. Mm-hmm. So things move. So for me to stay on something, and just in my world, means I really have, I like it. And so my point is I really like your record. It still
Thank
is
you.
In my mix of things that I still listen to.
Thank
and
you.
It's in a musical land where we just go, let me see what's next. And I'm going to tell you the song that I listen to all the time. This one right here. That's what crazy does. This Crazy Does song.
Oh, man, thanks.
It is so good, man.
Thank you. This is Gracie's favorite.
And that's
She's
why I picked it.
She's fought for the song for a long time.
Big fan of Gracie.
Mm-hmm.
Gracie's his wife, by the way. But that's what crazy does. Yeah, you like this song or no?
I love that song.
What if you just said
I
no?
love it. No, I absolutely love it. It's one of the most fun songs to play live. It's got a great energy to it, and I love it.
It's called Crazy Does. You have your guitar. Would you play that one?
I'd love to, man.
All right, let me reset this up, everybody. Everybody listening right now, this is a guy that I think is really one of the more underrated guys around town, just putting out the good songs time after time. Steve Moeckler is his name. He's got a record out now called Born Ready, but this song right here is the one that makes my heart tickle. It does.
Thanks, man.
Here he is. Steve Moeckler doing Crazy Does. Come on. Steve Moeckler in studio. That's my favorite song on that.
Thanks, man.
Look at that. That's pretty good. You like that one or no?
I love
it. Okay, just make sure.
I wouldn't record it if I didn't love it.
Oh, yeah, good, because I do. I like that. I feel like you're singing to me. Steve Moeckler. Pittsburgh guy.
That's right. I grew up in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, just south of Pittsburgh.
All of our listeners in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, man.
Been calling about you all day. When's Steve Moeckler coming on?
Dude.
I was like, relax.
I love the people of the 412, man. They got my back.
You're a Penguin fan?
I am. I'm a bigger Steelers fan, but when I was a kid, I was a huge Penguins fan. I wanted to be a hockey player and would draw the emblem in chalk on the driveway like every day and play street hockey with my neighbors and stuff. So I grew up on it for sure.
How big old boy are you?
30 years old.
No.
How big old boy are you?
How big? You gotta make me say my weight on the air.
No, Gracie, this is one of... Okay, so again, if you're just tuning in, I'm friends with his wife, Gracie, and we work out together a lot. And one of the biggest complaints, she's like, oh, Steve. Like, we don't even know if we could fit in Steve's jeans is a topic of conversation we had.
I'm a small-framed man.
But he eats, like, whatever he
All
wants.
All kinds
and
of pizza,
so,
beer, pasta. Those are my favorites.
Yes. She's like, every day. And it's
All
so annoying because she's like, I will, you know, we just can't, us girls, we can't eat that way. But Steve can anywhere.
I'm into the frame. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, no, you look good. That's not a thing, but.
Yeah. I often ask dudes uncomfortably, how big an old boy are you? It's a tribute to just all the prank call. But what are you, 5'10"?
I'm 6 foot.
Oh, well, that's insult on me. My
six
bad.
Foot and 150 pounds.
Oh, wow. So you're as tall as
Bobby's
I am.
Bobby's like goals.
That's what I'm trying to do. Because I was at 6 foot, 152. I had to drop some weight for Idol.
Uh-huh.
And they made fun of me so much.
Well, because you've gotten to 147.
No, I did not. Now you're making up lies.
Was that your goal?
No, stop lying. And then Amy started wearing my shirts to be funny.
Yeah.
And so she was like, let me wear your shirts. So I'm with you, dude.
Man, you look great. That makes me feel better. If that's how I look, I'm happy with that. Yeah, I don't think either of us could play for the Penguins, but we could be in music industry for sure.
We're the same. Me and Steve Moakler are the same over here. You have a big announcement Monday?
That's right. We're going to be announcing our hometowns and campgrounds tour.
You go and do that now. Go ahead.
Okay, so.
Ladies
and gentlemen. I'd never make you do that. Crazy.
Which one of the stops may be Bobby's house?
Has been planted.
No, here's the thing. If you want to come over to the house, because I may be having a Labor Day party at the house, you come just to come.
Okay.
But Steve.
You got room for the Airstream back there?
No. Just you and your wife. And but Amy, Steve played at your kids when they came.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes.
We all had to.
Everyone had guitar. Like Walker Hayes was there, and
Eric Pasley
and Steve. Yeah. And so they all had guitars, and they all. Friend Django.
I played the Miley Cyrus
Party
in the USA. Yeah. It was a hit with the kids. I love that song.
Do you still know it?
I don't.
I
had to look it up, and it was a pretty rusty performance, but.
People are still talking about it. Everybody's still calling about that performance.
Still talking about it.
Yeah, they're like at Amy's kids' homecoming.
Yeah. Steve Moakler is here.
My kids love Steve. They call him Steven.
I love them too. We saw them the other night, and Stevenson saw the Airstream, and he was like, I want to ride in that. And I was like, well, you can't ride in it while it's moving. I was like, it's kind of dangerous. It flops around. No, you can't.
Or you attach it to
the truck, and it goes back and forth like crazy.
I used to ride in ours all the time.
Did you really?
I was a kid.
You're supposed to.
Oh, well, okay. So what?
Did it get pretty wild in there? Like pots and pans?
Yeah, but I live wild.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? That's like the craziest thing I've ever done in my life. It's riding in a moving camper shell. Camper. Okay, listen. Steve Moakler, we could be here all day. Let me encourage everyone to check out Steve's record, Born Ready. That song, Born Ready. I like Crazy Does, my song. That's what crazy does. Maybe you know Suitcase from back in the day. Big fan of yours.
Thank you, Bobby.
Glad
big fan
one.
Of you too, man.
Glad you came back. You got great hair.
Thank
this.
You.
Look at this guy. What?
He has great hair. I think he said gray. No,
there's a couple in there.
Great
there's a couple
hair.
Grays in there.
Ask him how big old boy is. He goes, I'm 30.
I mean, is that an incorrect answer? You know, I guess
it was not. What's your favorite color? Banana? No, it's not the same.
Big old boy. He must be talking age. 30.
A big old boy. Okay. All right, Steve Moakler, everybody. Hey, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Have any handle here? What's your handle? Oh, at Steve Moakler. MOAKLER. At Steve Moakler. I like you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Okay, we'll
man.
See you soon. All right.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The story's sad, but it's also a kind of reminder. Like, enjoy things, and so I thought I'd share it with you guys. They call him the great Garrett Underpants, the kid from Iowa. Why'd they call him that name?
Because he hates wearing pants. Or hated, yeah.
Did you say he... So he died, right?
Oh.
And yes.
So did you see the story, though? It is sweet.
Oh my gosh, it's precious. Like, it's heartbreaking, because, you know, we've lost another child to cancer, but... The way his family went about it and his funeral plans and what he wants is so precious.
Before he died, he asked for 5 bounce houses at a memorial service, one for each year of his life. Batman, his favorite superhero, to be there. Snow cones for everybody that was there. Fireworks at sunset. And he wanted to be cremated and made into a tree so he can live in it when he's a gorilla.
Wow. I know.
Right? Like, in as sad as... Because it is sad, but... Like, he wanted snow cones for the people that came to his funeral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they made it, they're calling it, which is, this is what we called my mom's funeral. We were very intentional about calling it a celebration of life. And I feel like that's what they're doing, is they don't want people to come and be sad. They want people to come and do what Garrett wanted.
I bet you it's a very special moment when those fireworks are going off.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm.
It's actually tomorrow is that celebration of life. So, yeah, shout out to the great Garrett Underpants. I also don't like wearing underpants or pants.
No pants.
Or anything at all.
You'd be like, no pants.
Yes, there it is. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so you know how sometimes you're like, today is whatever day? Well, FYI, it's Friday the 13th, but that doesn't really bother me, and that's not the main thing, but it's National French Fry Day. So I want everybody to share their favorite French fry, because I'm definitely getting some. There's a Chick-fil-A right by the hospital, and I've been not having it because I try to eat, you know, a little bit cleaner, not fried foods. But this is giving me my excuse to finally go get waffle fries.
Well, I'll start with this. I love McDonald's fries the most, the best. But I think these days, because I'm the same as Amy. It'll be like National Ice Cream Day, and I go, "Well, it is National Ice Cream Day. I should have ice cream." Then the next day is National Pie Day, and I'm like, "Well, you know, it is National Pie Day." And so all of a sudden, I got all these days where I'm just eating garbage. We can't do this.
I know, but this one I like because that Chick-fil-A has been calling my name.
I like ice cream and pie too. Yeah, so I go McDonald's. Amy goes Chick-fil-A. Lunchbox.
McDonald's.
Eddie.
Burger King.
Amy, do you have the list? Did you see the list?
Oh, I don't. Is there one?
Yeah, there is. So what they had is a French fry list.
Okay.
Because everybody has a favorite French fry.
Yeah.
And so they put out this list here of the top 10 French fries ranked by Americans. Arby's at 5. Oh, the Curly's do rock.
Oh, they're really good.
The Curly's rock.
Yeah.
Wendy's at 4. Yeah, Wendy's pretty good. Listen, French fries are just pretty good. I mean, period. It's hard to make a bad French fry. I wouldn't have put Wendy's that high on the French fry. I think their meat is really good.
Oh, yeah. Their burgers are good.
I love me some meat. Five Guys at number 3.
Oh, good stuff.
I don't know if I had a Five Guys.
Yeah, it's good.
Burger King at 2.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. Crispy.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a Burger King French fry.
Well, it's National Friday. Have all you want, Ann.
Yes.
I'm probably going to have to find a Burger King because, you know, I got to celebrate.
And McDonald's is number 1.
Wow.
Ann, what else you got over there?
Okay, well, if you want to have a happier day, try not to look at social media first thing in the morning,
or ever.
Particularly anything negative. Like, so many people these days are waking up and checking social media before they even get coffee. And then they're inundated with this negativity, and it's just put you off to a bad foot. Similar to turning on negative news. Stay away from that. Just turn on the Bobby Bone Show because we keep it positive.
There you go. Well, most of the time.
Shameless plug.
We keep it real. Yeah, yeah. But you're not really, we're doing it. You're not plugging us. I mean, they're actually listening.
This is it.
Yeah. All right, what else, Ann?
Oh. Did you see what Build-A-Bear did yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Build-A-Bear, they did a promotion and they wanted to get people to come show up. So they offered a special sale where kids could get a bear for the price of their age.
Oh, it's pandemonium, by the way. Pandemonium.
Yeah, if you're 4 years old, you could show up with your parents and get a bear for $4.
Today?
Which is crazy town.
Dang it.
There were 1,500 people lined up in the New York
City. I totally would have been one of them.
Yeah.
Like, by 11:30 a.m., which isn't even like, you haven't even hit lunch yet, they had to end the promotion due to mass chaos and safety concerns for people because they were running out of inventory and parents and kids were getting all worked up.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, come on, like, dude, $4 bear. By the way, at Walmart, all the stuffed bears are just sitting there. Nobody even wanted one.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's
terrible.
Yeah. All right, and there you go. Is that it?
Yeah, that's my pile.
There you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bone Show.
All right, it's going to do it for us. Hope everybody has a good weekend. If for some reason you get bored over the weekend, you can go back and hear all the shows from this week. Search Bobby Bone Show on demand. You can listen to the Bobby Cast, a show I do from my house. Just search Bobby Cast on iHeartRadio or on Apple Podcasts, iTunes. Thanks to Steve Mokler, who stopped by today. Man. Did that song called Crazy Does.
That's what crazy does. It wakes you up.
Appreciate that. See you Monday. Have a good weekend, everybody. Again, we know you have a lot of choices, so we appreciate you listening to us. All right, have a good one. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.